This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This reminds me of my childhood. They stay.
Uh-oh. You used to hook up to this song?
Probably.
You got to be going at it pretty... Like...
Then you left.
You already got... This is no preamble song. This is like... If this is playing in a porn, like, this is the point where everyone's bouncing.
Oh, God. Look at her.
You're begging for it to be videoed right now, Paige. And I'll be glad to, with your permission.
She almost flossed.
She was doing the...
The 90s.
What? I don't know what that... Yeah, it was a floss.
Almost.
Like that little German kid or whatever started doing. Was he German?
I don't know. I don't know who started the floss.
Look, I'm not videoing you.
Jeez. That's like a, you know, like a...
Is
like
that
a,
your biker jacket today? No.
Did you join the Wild Hogs?
She has got on here. Some leopard print. Or is that cheetah?
I don't know. Some kind of...
I'm wearing Cheetah
tiger.
By Joey Greco.
She's got the underwear that matches, remember? She joined the Hooters from Hell MC.
I don't know where I got that spurt of energy, but it kind of felt good.
There you don't get a cut. You get something else.
You get boobless chaps.
That's right. They don't wear just... This is like Judas Priest, except they're wearing black leather bras with the nipples cut out. It's a weird look. The bigger your areola is, the bigger the hole.
You look like a...
So if you got the end of a football, as we always say.
You got the urethra is bigger than the boob
you
itself.
You look like a stripper clown.
Who's that?
Things cut out in the wrong places.
Oh.
I'm glad our male parts are not colored like nipples are. That'd be odd.
Yeah, like, you know what? God.
It's like, part, it looks like a dipped in chocolate.
This could go into a very strange spot. Oh, so many fleeting thoughts.
I know, man. It's like, no, when you come in here, it's like ADD.
Yeah. No, good, mic. Though. Like, real good. Like, I've wrote all kind of notes down. I got to remember before we go any further to say happy birthday. It's not, gosh, I can't remember. Hold on, let me scroll back down. I made a promise.
I love these shout-outs because you always forget who they are.
Well, it always, I know, that's the most
it's
important
very
thing.
Happy birthday
that's the
for
part,
you.
No, I was just making sure. Okay. Happy Ooh. Birthday from Tony with a Y. Tony. To P1 pubic moose. And the muse, the moose is spelled like a dessert. I thought it was pubic mousy at first. But there's the, it's...
It's not spelled like the product?
I don't know if that's like a product you get at Sally Beauty Supply. It's like pubic moose. It's right by
with
the balsamic butter.
Or two E's.
M-O-U-S-S-E.
Ooh.
I'm here for the pubic moose.
You guys have pubic moose.
I need a pubic moose.
I need to get a little body below the belt. You know what I'm saying?
I want to make horns out of my hair down there.
Wow. I don't know what happened.
It's got to be a real product, right?
Happy birthday to
Pubic Moose.
What you imagine, like, it could be public mouse. It could be public mouth. I mean, they, all these misspellings here lately.
Autocorrect got him. It's like, that's what you're going to be now. You might have been public mouse, but guess what?
You're Pubic Moose
now. Just like Big Brown, Bog Brown, he's been so much.
Oh, Bog.
So many different things.
You know, I... That's something that was said there, like, led me to the, and I was like, you know, for a second, I was like, don't do that. But, you know, who am I protecting? Only myself. I have this, you mentioned the nipple about the discoloration. Yeah. So I've always had a mole on my nipple as my whole life.
That's what's going to turn into.
You're such a lady. I mean, like, that's every woman that I've ever told that to. Have you had it checked?
He's got the doctor.
Yeah, checked.
You got to get in the mobile mammography.
It's a mole. I got like a lot of not moles, meaning like 3D moles, like, you know, skin tag moles. You know that.
You sure it's not an old booger?
You know how like old old people. I remember an old woman that went to our church. It looked like she had a piece of Italian sausage just sitting on her shoulder. It was an old mole. It looked like a piece of sausage that you'd get like on a, you know, Domino's pizza, the little, and it was just sit on her shoulder, and I was like, "Daddy, what is that?"
I haven't moved.
That's a mole, Matthew.
Why'd you say it like that?
That's Daddy. The way I talked as a kid.
What, did you go flick it like a
Chris
like,
Rock stole my gift?
Flick it.
Go up there and flick it to her.
And so, but anyway, but as I, and this is not a, certainly not a, look at me, because I'm not going to allow you to take photos, but I had a mole on my man breast, and now that I've lost weight and tried to like firm it up or whatever,
yep.
It makes it expand.
Oh no, it got bigger.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Can I reveal this to you?
Sure.
Yes, I mean, I don't know if you'll be able to see it from there, and I'll have to turn the lights on.
Okay. Do you want to go on video?
No.
Scientific.
No, because I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
I have to think now, too. Like, I got to think about this at one point. Like my grandson's going to eventually, you know, go to school one day and stuff. You
Hopefully.
Know? He's 3, and, like, I don't want him to, like, oh, yeah, I know your grandpa. He's got the messed up nipple. Like, I have to keep things like that in kind of like, but at the same time, I have to be me.
Paige, please tell me you have a mole in your nipple, and you're next. Yeah, I don't know if.
Can you see it?
Yeah, is that a mole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it used to be smaller when my boob was bigger. So now that it's firmed up, it's making the skin of the nipple, whatever you would call that.
Let's just squeeze it one more time. Yeah, look at that.
Look, that's all I can get a handful of now. I love that. I used to grab several handfuls of breasts.
Yeah, I want you to push them together real quick.
But like, oh no, don't give me that look of concern, Paige. I'm not.
It's pronounced.
It looks like I got shot with a paintball gun.
I'm looking to see the shape of the mole. That's all.
If it's not a mole anymore. It's like half my. I want to say the T word.
If it grows in the changes color or shape, you need to definitely have that checked out.
It has. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think she got close enough to
really
see it.
I don't need to see it.
Look, just look at it.
Do I have your permission to shove my boob in your face?
Yeah, but you have to remember.
You never asked me when you used to do it.
That's true. I never got a tip. Okay,
You know what sucks out of this? Look.
Yeah, but I would say, I'm not even looking at that. I would say that if it's because I had a biopsy last year. Because I'm concerned on my face.
I know. I'm not falling for that. People are texting me to take a picture of it and put it on there. We'll have doctors. No. I shouldn't have said it. I don't want it to be. No, I'm not making fun of things. No. I just literally in my mind, because I would always ask, like, you know, hey, is that what is that about? You
moles
know?
On different parts of your body, very, very normal. It's when they start to grow and change shape is when you need to be alerted with that kind of thing.
Yeah, if it starts to overtake your nipple, like, you know, they're fighting for same spot, you should probably go check
it out. If it looks like I'm wearing, like, one coconut shell on one side.
If your nipples are playing Risk.
If it looks like a pasty over
checkmate.
Pasty.
Oh, no.
Is that
it looks like I had a pen in my pocket, like an old pocket protector, and the pen just started leaking out of my breast.
Yeah, that's a great description, actually.
It's a
black pen.
It's moles are very, very, very common.
Is that a pasty? Yeah. No, it's a mole.
Oh. Mm. Hey, you got some? Did you get some chocolate pudding on your breast? No, it's my mole. Thanks for pointing that out.
Does like somebody just walked up to you with a Sharpie and just, you know, jabbed you real
quick.
It's
like my crack mole. Like, you know, dude.
We got to see that one
elementary
now.
You want to see? I don't want to do that one.
If you did.
I have right in the crack of my ass, I have a mole as well. Oh, and nice. In elementary school, when kids are, you know, for the most part, not cruel to the degree they get to in middle school and whatnot. And this one brilliant child at Cone Elementary School, when I was in the fourth, but maybe the fifth grade, I bent over, as typically it would be, and I was this particular one, and I will bring that. I'm you getting the full me today, y'all. This is something I've never talked about.
Unfiltered Mattman.
I was on the front page of the Greenville News when I was a kid, and because this is hurting my soul to talk about, because I'm opening up a wound. I really am.
Can we get that? Somebody at the Greenville News, can you send that to us, please?
No. So look, here's the thing. There was a clown that came to my school. You laugh. This is horrifying. There was a clown that came to Cone Elementary School, and he was doing a bit at the in the thing, and he needed some assistance to put his jacket back on. And it was one of those things, kind of like a Jesus, like a Charlie Chaplin bit where I'm putting one sleeve on for him, and then I'm going to the other side, and when I do that, he pulls that one off, and we're going in a circle of trying to help him put his jacket on. And the jacket had fallen to the ground. Now, many of you are going to laugh about this, and if you do, damn your souls.
All of you.
I bend over to help him get the jacket on, and that is when they snapped the photo, and they printed a fat me as a young boy's crack of my ass in the newspaper of the Greenville, South Carolina News.
I'm sure it's been spreading around the dark web already to those, you know, swing sniffers.
And my Aunt Wanda, and Aunt Wanda, if you hear this, I love you. This is just retelling a story. She worked at the Greenville News at the time, and she got my mama the 8x10 that was used. The press photo.
And they loved it.
And framed it, and I'm like, you don't understand what this is doing to me. And this, so that young kid, this is about when all that happened. He's like, and you have a mole back there. You're an ass mole. You're an asshole.
The clown started it, probably. Asshole.
So I wonder. That combined with my weird Halloween costume where I was dressed as a clown, and it looks like the cover of a Rob Zombie movie, like me sitting there carrying a brown grocery bag, a paper bag as my candy bag, and wearing half a clown costume. It looked like I was going to turn into a psycho murderer.
I still got to see when you were Mr. T.
You don't.
We got to see those pictures.
No. You keep don't see candy, get to fool. See that one or me as a Thriller.
You've lived a
you are not allowed to see. And Rob Inario, before you texted to me to allow. See, Rob was at an event with me one time that was at a residence of a family member, and family member had the picture. Without my knowledge, Rob took a picture with his
foot.
I know.
Rob.
I'll sue you, Rob.
Oh, my
God. We got to get that picture, Rob.
No. No.
We gotta get it.
That, you know what?
I got a mole on my nipple, fool.
I feel like Trudeau in Canada right now. I was a young boy. I was emulating my heroes. Get off.
Put some candy in my bag, fool.
It was my favorite show at that time was Different Strokes, and then Mr. T, and then the time when Mr. T was on Different Strokes, I was like, oh, man.
The heavens opened up.
He was the Gooch?
No, he wasn't the Gooch.
He was the bike shop owner. He was the real one.
He wasn't that. See,
come here, fool.
He didn't need to be on that show. That was also a messer with your brain.
Take your pants down, fool.
Put that on Dallas. Teach the parents not to touch the kids. We don't need to have this in a kid's show.
Good Lord.
It taught me not to go ride a bicycle. I was scared of bicycles.
Pick up my pen, fool. Pull your pants down before you get it.
That, and I wanted big dookie rope chains. My daddy would call me bad words for even wanting that. All right.
Put the toes behind your ears, fool.
Damn. You know what? I don't need to go to therapy now. Like you literally just got a session of that for free, what that usually turns into. Going in the intent to talk about one thing and it just all.
Well, the therapist wouldn't see the mole, so we got a full show.
No. No, you got the full show. And no, I'm not dealing. I love people. Do it for charity. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the motivator.
Like, I'm going to put a picture of my nipple on the internet for charity. What charity would accept the money? Jesus Christ. All right, good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just heard something magnificent. I have not heard it all. So I don't want to, like, it's like seeing a movie trailer and saying, dude, I'm telling you, I saw the trailer for it. They're going to win the Oscar. Mm. I saw the trailer.
I love
it. It's over, bro.
Minutes before going back on the radio just now, got an email of a song, and I heard just a glimpse of it, as did Paige, and as did Fatboy, and it's like, normally, as good stewards of the radio, we should listen to every moment before we actually just play something. But I feel...
Do you feel robbed? Like, you know, that reaction is just...
No, I don't mind it. I mean, in my mind, I know where it's going to go. Like, when you started playing the song, I was like, I'm playing Who Can Matt Beat Now in my head. And I, like, screamed like I was playing the game. I was like, yeah. And then I started figuring out what the parody could be.
You still got it.
And I loved it. And I haven't even heard all the words to it. But it's not about me. And that's where I can't just say, yeah, we should play it without listening. Because what if it says things in there that Fatboy doesn't like about himself, or they take...
Well, I mean, look, they're all I mean, they're all going to be burials,
and
right?
It's not even from Dan. Dan has, I guess he wrote it or whatever, but a friend of his recorded it, and that's a female's voice.
So I mean, they each get like one playthrough, right? Like at least for the first time,
like a brutally honest parody song review.
Yeah, I love it. Let's do it.
I mean, are you okay with it? Because like, if we get fined, you'll be the one that gets fired because you are
put your finger on the dump
control button. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's do it, man. It's, you know, we all
when it starts. Those of you listening, when it starts, see when you realize what the like.
I think this one's going to be catchy.
At what point you realize what the parody song is going to be?
Cause oh, yeah.
Once I figure out what song it was, it's like, okay, I know exactly what this is. All right, let's go. Here
can't
we go.
Can't to hear it.
You already know, don't you?
Tattoos is the Rise Guy Show. Was born in 83. And he's lucky, 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 because he only has his GED.
Hell yeah.
Two of them.
Dad sneakers upon his feet. He farts all of the time.
Just
he's totally obsessed with sports. Always wearing shorts. Let's hear it for Fat Boy. Let's give that boy a hand. He's overweight and sloppy.
Oh.
And he doesn't give a damn. Oh, his belly might have blubber rolls, but he's running the Rise Guy Show. Oh, 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 let's hear it for Fat Boy.
Wow.
God.
That's one of the better ones.
I love it. Can I hear it again?
It was, you'd have to go back and hit the podcast.
Text podcast. Again.
It was like, she was good.
That sounded very like Denise good. Williams.
I feel like
I
Dan's,
hope she's not so far removed from the scene that she's now having to do Rise Guys parody songs.
I feel like Dan's giving some lyrics, you know. He's kind of like, say this. This would be good.
Like the dude, Darius, that used to live here and now lives in New York, he got actual Martha Wash, who is a musical legend. And he told us, he's like, yeah, that's Martha Wash. And I'm like, bull crap. That's not Martha Wash. He's like, no, it is. She's old now and lives up here and blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, it was like the real Martha Wash. It's freaking crazy.
I don't know how he got it.
And I'm not talking about George Washington's wife either. That was Martha Washington. This is Martha Wash.
Now, somebody's asking for the other one. Do you remember the other one a couple weeks ago? Because this is my second go-around. I got it again good a couple weeks ago.
What was the parody?
I can play it for you. Do you remember?
No. I mean, I probably will watch right when it starts, but go ahead. I don't care. Oh, yes.
Hey, Fat Boy. I got something real special for you.
Oh, you remember it now.
So just sit down and listen. Well, I know you waited weeks and it finally came through.
It finally came through.
Your father's ashes were transported to you.
When a loved one leaves you, there's a way that they can stay.
They can stay.
It's not how you'd picture, not in the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. Pick up the package and take off the top.
And take a look inside. It's your dad in a box.
Oh. Your dad in a box.
Got sent from the crematorium. Don't shake the box or you might spill some. Losing your father is such a drag, especially when he's next to a DoorDash bag. Weighed 7 pounds on the post office scale, then sent to you priority mail.
More than that.
Like you ordered him from Instacart
or from UPS.
It's your dad in a box.
Oh, man.
So good.
Your pops in a box, man.
Pops in a box. I forgot about
it. It's your dad in a box. Ooh, your dad in a box, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Your daddy is just sitting on the counter by a pile of bills. Maybe tonight you and dad can Netflix and chill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can put him in a necklace and wear him round your neck. To keep your dad close, just follow these steps. One. Put him in a Ziploc. Two.
Take him out for a walk.
Three.
He looks like powdered chalk.
Or like some crushed up gravel.
It's your dad in a box.
God bless, man.
That's
your good. Pops in a box, man.
Pops in a box.
It's your dad in a box.
Ooh.
Your dad in a box, man.
That's real Justin Timberlake, too.
Father's Day.
Yeah, before he got sick.
Your dad in a box. Birthdays.
It's a long one, too.
Dad in a box. Ball games. Your dad in a box. Watching a porno. Your dad in a box. Sitting in your underwear. Your dad in a box.
That's a good idea.
Eat a bowl of cereal. Your dad in a box. Taking a big nasty dump. Your dad in a box.
You know what's left of him is, well, thank you.
Your dad in a box.
What's left of him is sitting on the desk in the office.
No.
Yeah. And it does look like crushed up gravel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that box weighed about 40 pounds easy.
Oh, man, the text. First time I heard that, I don't know if I'm crying or I'm crying. I don't know if I'm crying from sadness or laughter right now. I think it's the laughter.
Are you loving, laughing, or leaving?
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm stomping and chomping. Dude, you enjoy that, I suppose. I mean,
they're fun.
You wouldn't have acknowledged it, and you had to press play on it.
Yeah, I mean, look. It's
a fun way to possibly. My dad's in a box, but in the ground, and an expensive one, too. Like, I mean, you know.
That's true.
If your dad's dead, he's in a box. I mean, mine's in heaven. Not in a box.
Not in a box.
He's in a mansion.
I kind of like that song.
I think my daddy's mansion is like the Biltmore house up there.
God, he's got a big one.
Yes. So
what are you going to have? Are you going to have one that big?
You know, maybe as of right now, I would have like a mother-in-law suite in my dad's mansion in heaven. Father-in-law, what am I saying? I'm not going to convert when I go to.
you could be the the live-in son.
Right. Yeah. I'll live in my dad's attic in his mansion.
Or what if you come back and repeat everything again?
No.
But you know, like same life, but you know what to do different now.
That would be the longest movie ever because every little idiosyncrasy would have to. It's the mess. Like there could have been Back to the Future 10, but they realized like, all right, we're on a wavelength here that if we change it too much, it would change all the other stuff and it would not make sense.
Everything would have been the opposite. You would have closed the blinds when you were J.O. and you would have got that role when you went to Fats that night.
And had a heart attack or something. Or, you know, like if I had not eaten so much sugar as a kid, not become diabetic, and maybe I went to the diabetes doctor and met someone that changed. I mean, who knows?
You never would have kidnapped that cat, took it all the way to Charlotte.
A cat was a stowaway. It was nothing more than like a hobo would jump on the back of a train car. I didn't know the damn cat was there, but I did kind of. It was like a above ground railroad for cats. <That's> to jump in the back of my truck and ride to Charlotte and get out, and then I get back home and my neighbor's putting up cat missing signs, and I'm like, God bless. That was your cat. It's in Charlotte now, and I can't tell you. Lord God, what a life. Paige, speaking of what a life, what are you working on in the place?
Well, we got a story about what's up with Will Smith, and is he going to be producing some new music soon?
Oh, God, let's not.
Come on.
Let's hope not.
Come on.
He does like to. He
doesn't cuss.
What if he changes it?
Remember when MC Hammer tried that?
Yeah, he's already branded.
He tried to go gangsta still wearing them big old, look like he wore his, like lost 500 pounds and still had the same pants. Either that or he like took a dump in there.
It's like when Vanilla Ice tried to do a new metal. Remember that?
You know what, though? That wasn't as bad as you would think.
No.
I saw him at Ground Zero doing his new metal act, and it was a little cheesy when he was doing the Running Man to it, but other than that, I had a swell time.
A swell time.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah. News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good night.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So let's begin with a discussion about Will Smith. Remember back when he had his little situation with the Oscars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. And how his wife wrote a book.
Well.
And how he was...
I mean, he had a lot of egg on his face. Plus, he can't go back to the Oscars. Right? Didn't he have a life path?
10 years.
Oh, okay.
I think it was.
10-year ban from the Oscars.
I don't know if
this happened in 2022.
The clip I saw of Chris Rock was real talking about the slap, but it was vicious. Like, if it was real.
Him going, what do you mean you thought it was? By real, you think it was staged or it was AI? Because like, I hate even having to ask that nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know if the Chris Rock clip was AI, but if that's what it was when he was talking about it, he went into him. Which we knew that's what it was going to be because, delayed response.
Yeah.
He was going to craft something that was just going to, really get him for probably 20 minutes.
Then Will's wife, what's her name?
Jada Pinkett.
Yeah, Jada Pinkett. She
he railed on her, too.
She wrote a book and made money off of it. And then just outs him as saying, yeah, he's been a simp cuck, whatever you'd call that.
Yeah, cheated on him with some hot dude.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, this was an interview in the Associated Press, and Will was asked on how he feels about the whole situation, whether or not he plans to appeal it. And he said he's, quote, looking to be the best human I can possibly be, and I'm going to take what I get with that. So he also discussed his...
It all falls in suit when you do that.
Well, you got to man up to your mistakes and ask for forgiveness.
My mentor told me that recently. He said, you go back to what is your life calling? What are you here to do? What is are you here just to live your life? Or are you supposed to do this or that? And I said, I think my life calling is... that's what I said. I need to be the best dad and the best grandpa that I can be. Oh. And he's like, yes, but the first thing you need to do is be the best you can be, and all the other falls in suit right after that.
Did your mentor just so happen to die for your sins by chance?
No, that's my co-pilot you're thinking about.
Oh, yeah.
He's the
wheel.
He was my co-pilot. He's strong, because when I like to go looking for sand dollars, I'll get tired and he'll carry me.
That's beautiful. That's
right. Yeah, you'll only see one... But they're deeper in the sand because he's carrying me,
And guess what? Yeah. God answers an email.
Yes, he does. C-H-C-H. What's missing? You are?
Let's meet at my house Sunday.
That's how you spell church.
Well, Friday, his new album comes out, if you care.
Big Willie style?
Yes. Will Smith has his new album, which comes out on Friday, and it's called Based on a True Story.
Ooh.
And he says, quote, I've taken the last couple of years to really do a deep dive on the parts of me that I may or may not be in that level of certainty and asking those deep, scary internal questions.
I think I like his music more than his movies at this point.
What's his, besides, well, besides Men in Black?
You got Getting Jiggy With It.
No, okay, so you're talking music-wise. Oh, yeah, the other stuff's like corny now. I mean, it just is. Just, a lot of that stuff
that early stuff is kind of
bang
goofy
all the time is kind of like the lyrics are just kind of lame now.
They really are. I guess it reminds you of a time like, ooh, Miami's, you got to listen to Miami.
Yeah, we played that when Jug was in here the other day before he raced at Homestead. But I see commercials still for Bel Air, like the drama version of Fresh Prince. And when I see the promo they air for it, it's like, dude, this is like an SNL bit sketch that they did one time.
It's too serious.
It's like, you know what, Will? Because it's real dramatic, over dramatic. You know what, Will? I want you to survive. You go to go live with your auntie and your uncle. Where they live, Mama? In Bel Air.
It's reenacting the whole theme song.
I mean, it takes something that's so silly and makes it overly dramatic, and it's kind of like, that looks sarcasm-ish. Sarcastic, I guess.
Son, there's a cab here, and it's got dice in the mirror.
Yeah, and you're not going to pay him after he drove you from Philly to California. You're not going to pay him. Smell you later? Wow. What is that supposed to mean,
okay.
Will?
Okay.
I forgot about that. Turn your hat front ways. The right way.
Right. Jazzy Jeff. Don't ever keep... Why do you keep going back? They don't want you there.
Like, they made it way too complicated.
Like, what? How do they address that in the Bel Air show? Like, when Jazzy Jeff comes over and he says something crazy or whatever, they open the front door and throw him out? Like, how do they physically do that in the overdramatic show? Do they kill him each episode?
I think they shoot him in the head, actually.
He's like, oh, you killed Kenny, you bastards. You killed Jazzy. Each episode, they kill Jazzy Jeff in a different way.
Killed Kenny.
And they bury him in the backyard, and it's a garden club.
Oh, okay. Well, here's a question for the room. What does Gene Simmons and JoJo Siwa have in common?
Look it up. I think she's gay, right?
Remind me of JoJo Siwa. I know it's a girl. I know it's a pop singer. What's the song?
She's got the blonde hair.
Yeah, blonde. She kind of looks like Ziggy Stardust now. The way she dresses.
I might have to Google her.
Yeah, you'll like, I don't know what she's famous for.
So
it's like Dua Lipa. Like, I know the name. I know she's like a witch now, but I don't know any of her songs. I just know the name.
Yeah, DGIF.
I thought today was Wednesday. Yeah, she's a cute little girl. Okay, she's only 21.
So what does she have in common with Gene Simmons? Well, this is a thing now.
Big noses.
No. Not that.
They're both Jewish?
Not that at all.
Jesus.
She's offering one of those roadie for a day packages just like Gene did. So for her, it's only $900.
Oh, only.
To roadie for her.
Well, how far removed we are from friggin' John Lennon.
What for Gene? If you want a roadie for Gene Simmons, that's a big deal. That's $12,500.
Yeah, but
especially a woman. Ticket? Like, the person who pays that is going to be the kind of stuff you've seen Datelines about. or who was the... The Mexican singer and her
Selena.
Yeah.
Yep.
Remember her? Got all jealous of him, started being fanatical, and ended up killing
him. Well, my husband was a roadie / EMT.
For who?
For particular bands. Some of them that I don't know, but one of
Parmalee.
Them. Parmalee. Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
for them.
Yeah.
And he actually helped somebody.
I love gasoline.
With an allergic reaction.
Mm. Could y'all
please
sing
medical bag?
Please sing Carolina. I love that song.
Oh, man. You do a weird version of her in heaven husband. I mean, like, it's...
I'm here all the time.
How does it make you feel right now? Is it fun or not?
It makes me laugh.
Okay, good.
I wish...
Do it some more.
You probably still have the sound bites of the ghost hunting that we did.
Do you pay Fat Boy like a monthly fee for him to call you each day and talk to you?
Not really.
Okay, it'd
be talk weird. You through one?
Yeah.
I mean, I love chatting with Fat Boy, you know, sending him stuff that I send him.
Yeah.
Here comes the diplomatic answer.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not trying to be diplomatic.
I just don't want you to, like, with the Fat Boy Dad song, as I told him we got off the air, I said, man, like, if you don't like that, don't no. play it anymore. Like, for real, I ain't out to hurt nobody. I didn't make it, certainly.
But my point with that is, when I was still going through the grieving process, it would have triggered something and made me feel better.
Oh, yeah.
But now I don't feel that way at all about him.
Told you, my mom took my dad's old cell phone when he passed and took over his number. I don't know why, but she left his, you know, the way you'd have a voice greeting. It'd say, the number can't come in front. Leave a message for her, and he would say, Phil Harris.
Oh, right.
And she will not change it, so I can't hear it. So if I call after three rings, I hang up because I don't like to hear it.
He's got to text her. She texts now, right?
Yeah, you know, she kind of moved away from it a little bit.
Send some emojis. I've seen you little cartoon pictures.
Ever since I started getting her goat about, you should call, you know, I call her Ma via text. Rarely, I call her Mama in person, but by text, I just shorten it to Ma. And she would start to...
Ma Harris.
She had the old flip phone, so she'd have to hold down the button at certain times to make certain letters show up. So she started signing her texts as M6 instead of Ma. And I started calling her M6, and I think she thought I was being like a gooch or a bully. I was making fun of her. I was like, no, what's up, M6?
This gang is starting up.
Yeah.
M6.
Are you looking for dingling pictures?
No, I was looking to see if I could find his voice, like a call that he.
Oh, don't let. No, I don't want to. No, I'm not saying that. I don't want to put you in a bad way.
It wouldn't. It would make me happy.
What would you like to hear him say? Fat Boy can maybe arrange it for you.
Oh, my God.
Do you like
something funny?
So I feel like I'm losing it a little.
Oh, wait here.
It's almost like a country version of David Blaine, if I'm being honest with you.
It really was.
Yeah. It's kind of a country David Blaine.
I would agree with that.
Paige, knowing some of the jokes he used to tell, maybe she'd play that without listening ahead of time.
You got some of my dirty jokes in there. I didn't mean to make him gay on that one. I'm sorry.
They didn't sound gay.
No, I'm trying.
It didn't sound gay. Thank you.
No.
I'm going to experiment with now.
That's true.
Well, I couldn't find it.
I don't want to make you in a bad way, though.
No, actually, like I said, it makes me laugh now.
What would you like to hear Fat Boy say?
I don't want to be responsible for somebody's happiness. So.
Oh, that's true. He doesn't like
that. I want you to say.
You should say you don't want that, and then he'll do it.
Just say, baby, I am 911.
Wow.
That was his catchphrase for
it was.
Baby, I am 911.
Oh, Lord. Oh, look at me. Look at him.
Why don't you come over here?
She had both legs behind her neck right now. How did you do that? You're going to fall down. All right. We will take a break.
You don't, just swing him around for
me. Why don't you say you don't take anything seriously? Because that's what he would say to me constantly.
Paige, you don't take anything seriously.
God bless. Okay. That's wild, dude. I closed my eyes while you're doing it, and that was wild.
It was me the whole time.
God. She's going to be blowing you up today, Paige.
I like that first part.
Oh, man.
Take out the up.
Up what? On an elevator? All right. Thank you. Thank you to everyone involved in that.
Oh, my goodness.
Do one for me. Are you male or female? Will you give me that one?
Oh, yeah. Are you male or female?
We were doing a ghost tour that time, and they said, Chris, do you have any questions for the entity? He says, yes, I do. Are you mine makes him sound like goofy, like dull. My interpretation. Are you male or female? Dude, we started laughing. Like, what?
He had so many questions.
The first question, are you male or female?
Are you alone?
I was born a male, but in the afterlife, I became a female.
And he was so serious about ghost hunting. And when he came to find us, we were sitting laughing because we were freezing.
That was one of the one of the most funnest times. I mean, I'm serious. That was one of the most funnest times.
Are you a trans ghost? You have to tell me if you are.
My heavenly body is that of a 29-year-old woman. All right.
Wow.
Thank you for that. God. That was incredible. We will we'll take a break. When we come back, brand new Matt Man's conspiracy mystery. Was he a time traveler? Was he an angel? Or did he ever exist? The phone's on right now.
I'm a little nervous what's going to pop up.
From him. Nothing. He's just...
Paige! Call 911. I'm horny.
All right. I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.